Developers and private companies will now be responsible for covering the municipal costs of the traffic disruptions they cause. As of this week, companies must pay a fee for any construction that blocks the right-of-way. This levy will apply to expressways, all arterial roads, local strips, and sidewalks caused by construction. City staff say the charges are based on the location and duration of the closures. So why is this necessary? City Councilor Shelley Carroll says this will incentivize private companies to design their projects in the most cost-effective way, minimizing the amount of time they occupy the right-of-way. According to the city's road restriction map, right now there are 900 road closures in the downtown core. Commuters and residents are crammed in like sardines on downtown streets. The city of Toronto remains the busiest construction city in all of North America, with the average driver facing 63 hours of traffic delays annually. On a global scale, an international transportation study done 2 years ago ranks Toronto as the 17th most congested city in the world. And construction seems to be the thing to blame. 18% of all road capacity was temporarily closed for construction in July 2024, last summer. And more, in 2023, 43,000 housing developments took over the streets. Utility and development construction make up almost half of these closures, with the other half belonging to city-led construction. This levy is part of the city's congestion management plan that's been in place for well over a year now. The fees were approved by Toronto City Council in the 2025 budget process. This again came into effect April 1st. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.